two topics, last things I'm going to talk about. Treatment abroad scheme and the cross-border health directive. So the first one, the treatment abroad, is if you're a public healthcare patient, you're on a waiting list and you need treatment for something that is not available in Ireland, it's the treatment abroad scheme. So it's quite narrow, really. It doesn't cover many people, but if you had a particular unusual illness or disability, sickness, and they didn't have the treatment available here, you can be treated in any other EU country and it will be paid for by the government. It'll be covered by the HSE. You need to be referred by your consultant or your GP. Obviously it's adults and children. It probably doesn't happen too often. And I'm sure a consultant would tell you, you know, if you were seriously in or a particular unusual illness, there's no treatment for it here, but you can get it in such and such a country. So they would be able to advise you also. So that's one scheme that people sometimes confuse. The other one, more commonly used these days, cross-border healthcare directive. Again, you have to be your public health patient living in Ireland, living in any EU country. And this is provided by the Cross-Border Health Directive. So it entitles you to go to another EU member state and have some treatment. The amount, you have to pay for the cost first, and then it is repaid to you. The amount that will be repaid is the cost of the public healthcare treatment in Ireland or the cost of the treatment abroad, whichever is the less. It does not include other costs such as travel. So the reason I thought of this, I actually saw on the TV there about 2 weeks ago after the RT News, which is that programme that's on at 7 o'clock, Nationwide, great programme. Yeah. And they had a group, I think it was about 20 pensioners were going up to the north to get the cataracts done. And this was organised by the HSE, a bus took them up, they went up for the day, got the cataracts done and driven back home rather than being on the public health waiting list in Ireland. So that's why we had a couple of phone calls and queries about it afterwards. So I just thought I'd bring it to everyone else's attention that unfortunately the downside is you have to have the funds to cover the treatment at first, up front, and then claim the refund. So funding is only reimbursed for healthcare that's publicly funded and available in Ireland. So nothing, you know, that you're not going to get on the public waiting list. Obviously, you know, something like cosmetic surgery is not going to be covered. Examples are patient day-to-day care in acute hospital services, i.e. the cataracts, dental and orthodontic services, speech and language, psychotherapy, physiotherapy and disability services. There is a list on their website. There's a few more things listed. So you pay the treatment costs and then you apply for a refund when you come home. You must be referred by a consultant or a GP in the same way that you are to a hospital here. You need prior authorisation. So particularly if it's going to involve an overnight stay, you have to have prior authorisation from the HSE. There's an application form on their website. It can be completed by you and your GP or your medical professional. And it can take 15 to 20 days to be processed. So you will know within a month it's been approved or not, and you can make your plans to go up there. Prior authorisation is also required for healthcare that includes highly specialised and cost-intensive medical infrastructure or equipment. So really, you need to speak to them before you go out and organise it yourself. When you come home, you can get a form, the refund form. As I say, they will only refund you of what it would have cost down here or what you paid, whichever is the least amount. What I did note here, I thought odd, but they deduct €75 per night. So if you were overnight up there, they'll give you the refund less €75, which is what you would have paid here for a hospital bed. The national contact point is actually an office in Kilkenny. It's in St. Canice's Hospital, Dublin Road, Kilkenny. The phone number, 056-778-4546. You can check it out on email crossborderdirective@hse.ie if you want to email them a query or a question about it. Crossborderdirective, all one word, @hse.ie. And again, that phone number 056-778-4546. There's a few more details on our website and also on hse.ie. So it's just something to think about. If you know someone who's on a waiting list, on a public waiting list, more than 6 months, maybe the situation is deteriorating and there's no sign of you being called, you should ask your GP, your consultant, or give them a ring in the HSE, see can you get the form and would you be eligible. Obviously, again, if you have the funds to fund it up front. Yeah. That's about it. Any other information, contact ourselves here in Northside. We're in Northside Civic Centre, Bunratty Road in Coolock. Our number is 076 107 8190. If you want to call our general call centre, which is open from 9 o'clock in the morning till 8 o'clock at night, that's 076 107 4000. Our outreaches are still going strong. We're in Omni Shopping Centre on a Tuesday morning. The Anita is there. And on a Thursday morning, on the right hand side on your way down to the shop, we're there on a Thursday from 10 till 12. So if you're around those areas, please stop and have a chat. Give us a call or walk in here. We're upstairs in the building from 9 o'clock to 1 and 1:30 to 4:30. And thank you very much for listening to me the last few years. I hope we've been some help.
Once again, for the last time, thank you very much, Donna. And thank it's you, been John. A pleasure talking to you over the years.
Thank you. You're welcome. You're very good.